In Matthew 28, Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and Lord, I'm with you always to the end of the age, and teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you, and Lord, I'm with you always to the end of the age." So he said there that we are to make disciples and then to baptize them, not the other way around. Many of us were baptized as infants, but after we were made disciples of Christ is really where Jesus intends for us to be baptized. And so Norm Peralta is going to come and obey the Lord in this commandment to be baptized after he was made a disciple of Christ. Norm has a condition called bipolar that causes him on occasion to have some mood swings. And when he's in his up mode, sometimes he is very enthusiastic and fervent about his the things that he would like to do. But I really appreciate him. He is a good friend of mine, good brother. We work together in the Awana ministry. I love him and the Lord, and we're very glad that he's being baptized today. That's Norm.
My name is Norman Peralt, Jr. My family and friends call me Norm. I was born on January 10th, 1955, 63 years ago. I was born into a Roman Catholic family and was baptized as an infant with a few drops of water on my forehead. As a child, I attended Mass every week. I was taught that Jesus died to pay for our sins on the cross, and that he rose from the dead. Even though I was religious, I did not have a personal relationship with God as a child. I hoped that I would go to heaven, but did not know that I would. When I was 17, I began attending Young Life meetings for teenagers. Each week we would sing songs and hear a message from the Bible. Somehow the message got through to me that if I was going to go to heaven, I would have to let Jesus take charge of my life. I rebelled at that message at first because I wanted to run my own life my way. But soon I saw that it was necessary for me to let Jesus be my Lord and take charge of my life if I was going to avoid going to hell, the lake of fire. So as an 18-year-old senior in the spring of 1973, to the best of my understanding, I surrendered my life to Jesus and asked him to take charge of my life. And he did. And he brought me into a personal relationship with the Father and himself. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way. No man comes to God the Father except by means of me." We're told in Romans 10, verse 9 and 13, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." That took place 45 years ago. Before coming to Fairhaven, I was baptized in an unbiblical church. For quite some time, I felt the need to be baptized in a genuine church among my own people here at Fairhaven. The Lord is patient with us, but he calls us to obey him in the waters of baptism. Today I do so in obedience to the Lord. The Lord has given to me assurance that when I die, I will go to heaven. What a wonderful assurance to not fear death. I do know for certain that when I die, I will go to heaven. And the reason I will go to heaven is because Jesus died for me and rose victorious from over sin and death, and I have received Jesus as my very own Lord and Savior. The Bible says, "Yet to as many as received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the power to become children of God." That's John 1:12. Have you received the Lord Jesus as your very own Lord and Savior? If you have not done so, I strongly urge you to let him take charge of your life today. Talk to one of the leaders here. Thank you very much.
So, Norm, you are basing your assurance of going to heaven on your faith in Jesus' death on the cross to pay for your sins?
That's correct.
Very good. Come over here. Come home. Then, Norm Peralt, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I baptize you. Pray for Norm. Father, we do thank you for the waters of baptism that have nothing to do with our salvation, but are a public statement of our faith in you. We thank you that Norm has taken this public statement. We pray that he will be able to continue many years with us, living out, as he has in the past, that faith in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.